This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about Preston Tucker and telling you all about a wonderful new book. The name of the book is called Preston Tucker and His Battle to Build the Car of Tomorrow. It's published by Chicago Review Press, and the author of that book will be joining us here momentarily. Jay Leno actually did the foreword on the book, which is mighty cool, to say the least. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We have a leftover trivia question from a previous hour of the broadcast, and we'll keep it out there right now, and it's about seatbelts. We all take seatbelts for granted, but who was the first car manufacturer to make seatbelts optional or standard equipment long before the government officially put it into federal law that vehicles had to have one type of seatbelt, and eventually that was changed to a different type of seatbelt? Telephone number is 855-660-4261. Again, Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Coming up a little later on in the hour, Don Jones, CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, will be telling us about his recent travels. He's been all over the place, and he's been finding some really rare stuff. But right now, let's go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome Steve Leto, who is the author of this beautiful book that I have right here in my humble office studio. It's called Preston Tucker and His Battle to Build the Car of Tomorrow. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Hey, very well. It's good to be here.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about yourself. Are you a lifelong car enthusiast? What were some of the reasons why you decided to write this book about Preston Tucker?
Well, I've always loved cars. When I was in high school, I had a 1969 Dodge Charger, which was at the time 10 years old, and I spent many wasted evenings driving back and forth up and down Woodward Avenue, which was expensive for a kid because my car only got about 10 miles to gallon the way I drove it. And then later on, I became an attorney, and I specialized in lemon law, which is defective automobiles. So I get to talk about cars all day long in my law practice. And then I started writing books, and I wrote a book about the Chrysler turbine car project. I was always fascinated by the turbine cars that Chrysler built. And that's actually how I met Jay Leno. And then a very good friend of mine suggested I should do some research on Preston Tucker, and I just assumed there'd been a book about him because there was that movie starring Jeff Bridges by Francis Ford Coppola. And I just assumed that, well, there has to be a book. There's been a movie. And he said, no, there's been a movie, but no book. So, you know, there have been books written about him by people who knew him very, very well, but they were kind of slanted, and it had been quite a while. So I decided to dive into it, do the research, and write a book.
Excellent, and an extremely well done book. And as I said to you off air, you know, this will be your first visit with us, but I'm sure we'll have an additional follow up visit and really dive deep into the story, because it is quite a story. We got to kind of take people back in time to the post World War II era. So the country is just coming out of defeating the Nazis in Germany and defeating Japan and the whole huge World War II. The automotive manufacturing had ceased, and all of the manufacturing plants had been turned over in this country to building stuff for the war. And Preston wanted to build this Tucker, the 48 Tucker, as the car of tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about what the country was like at that moment and a little bit about Preston's mood and Preston's overall goal for his car.
Well, yeah, in 1942, the government just mandated that all the car companies stop building cars and start building, you know, war material. So there was a car shortage by 1945, and Americans were clamoring for just cars. And the car companies were basically planning on just breaking out the dies from 1942 and just, you know, warming over some old models and just building them just to get them out there. And Preston Tucker, who was, you know, he was a well-known car salesman, but also he owned a machine shop, and he knew his way around the auto industry pretty well. And he basically said, look, I'm gonna jump in here and build cars, but since I'm not stuck with the legacy problems of the big three, I can start from the, you know, scratch. So he said, why not start from scratch and let's build a car incorporating all of the advances that had come along in the auto industry previous. So he said, we'll make it rear engine, rear wheel drive. We'll give it disc brakes, fuel injection. We'll put a Cyclops headlight in the front that turns with the steering wheel. And let's make it safe. We'll have a padded dashboard and a pop-out windshield. And when he announced it, for whatever reason, he got so much publicity that Tucker became a household name. And that actually backfired on him later because, you know, he became a lightning rod for you know, the publicity he had gotten. But temporarily, I mean, he was a well-known guy in America, and there were people who were lined up to buy his cars if he ever got a chance to build them.
And that's the thing. We're going to get into that a little bit further, but this car truly was a futuristic vehicle. There were so many different features on the Tucker. Preston was extraordinarily innovative. I mean, you can just look at the center-mounted headlight and tell our listeners about some of the features of the vehicle. And, you know, some of them were for safety. Some of them were for durability. I believe you could kind of swap the front bench seat with the rear bench seat to kind of even out wear, and certainly the choice of power plant was quite interesting.
Yeah, when he first came up with the idea, he had actually suggested that he was going to put an engine in the rear of this car and have it run basically through torque converters into the rear wheels, which would eliminate the transmission altogether. And they did actually build it and get it to work, but it didn't work well enough. So when he raised money with an initial public offering in 1948, he raised $15 or $17 million, a lot of money back then. First things he did is he went out and he bought his own engine company, and they bought a company that built air-cooled engines. It was called air-cooled engines, that built engines for helicopters. So these are aircraft engines. They work very, very well. And then he got a transmission, which was in essence out of an old Cord, which was a well-known auto manufacturer. And so they put this stuff together. And, again, a lot of the things that he was putting into the car were ideas he'd gotten from hanging out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, almost things that were in race cars. And anybody who knows racing knows that racing is often where the best good ideas come from in the automobile industry. So the car was ahead of its time. If you simply look at the way it was designed, it was very streamlined. And you compare it to other cars from 1948, and you realize, hey, this car was ahead of its time. And they got 50 of them built, roughly, 50 or 51. But unfortunately, you know, it wasn't to be because of other things that came along and stopped them.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things that got in the way. Certainly, the public was very much excited about this Tucker automobile, the futuristic vehicle. The folks down in Washington, it just seemed like from the get-go they were trying to bring him down.
Yeah, and we don't know why, but the Securities Exchange Commission there's a guy there named Harry McDonald, who's from Detroit, by the way, which may have played into it, started investigating Tucker right around the time they started building cars. So Tucker managed to get a few cars built, and then all of a sudden federal agents show up at the factory in Chicago and say, hey, we're here to investigate you. They wouldn't say why, but they basically set up camp in the building and started gathering up all of his documents, all his blueprints, all his receipts, correspondence, and they took it all. They literally walked out of the building with this stuff, and it basically shut his operation down. And somebody leaked to the press, and we know who it was Harry McDonald, leaked to the press press that Tucker was being investigated for fraud. And Drew Pearson on a national radio program announced to the world that Tucker's fraud was going to be blown sky high. And
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Bob Long, syndicated host of Auto World, presented in part by J.C. Whitney, who is going to save you a ton of money. From now through December 31st, save on car, truck, or Jeep accessories or part. How do you do it? Just go and order what you want in the checkout section. Put Bob 20. Put Bob 20. 20% off. That's quite a deal. Check it out. JCWhitney.com. Bob 20.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
I was not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, it's Billy S. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Looks like we're getting some more answers here to the trivia question. question about seatbelts. Who is the first manufacturer to offer seatbelts as an option or standard equipment before the government mandated it? Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. We have a very special guest with us. He is the author of a truly spectacular book. It is called Preston Tucker and His Battle to Build the Car of Tomorrow. And the gentleman's name is Steve Leto. And it's available on all the usual spots, Amazon.com. You can get it in hardcover form there. You can get it in Kindle form there. I'm sure Barnes & Noble, all your usual places. And before that hard network break, Steve, you were telling us about the SEC and the fact that the folks in Washington and folks came into the actual assembly plant in Chicago and just totally seized a whole slew of information. And then back in, you know, nowadays, I guess this is why I'm struggling at the moment. Nowadays, it's so common. I mean, we see in all these tabloid TV shows, and certainly the world of blogging is a whole other subject in itself. But, you know, accusations are thrown around left and right, all over the place. But back in 1948, for someone to be, you know, associated or someone insinuate that there's been fraud, that this was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, and see, you have to understand, Drew Pearson is an unusual character. He's a muckraking gossip columnist, in essence, but from Washington, D.C., and he gave this, he did a weekly radio program, but he also had a syndicated newspaper column, and he often talks about gossip that had to do with politics. And so when he went on the air and said there is a government investigation of Preston Tucker that's going to blow him sky high, that caused the Tucker stock to crash. And we know that the SEC leaked that on purpose. They also leaked it to Detroit News. Detroit News ran big headlines about Tucker fraud and smaller letters, accusations. And eventually Tucker was charged, along with his entire management team, in essence, in Chicago, and put on trial in federal court. And, you know, it's an amazing thing because after the trial was over, they were exonerated. The jury came back and found them all not guilty on all counts. But the damage was done. It destroyed the company, and it destroyed Preston Tucker.
It's amazing, you know, just running back those figures that you threw at us a few moments back, the amount of money that he raised back in those days. I mean, that was a significant cash influx. So all that money, everything just went down the drain. So, you know, he went from really being a star, a hero of sorts, to being dragged through the mud. And how did he escape in the public's eye? What did people think about Preston Tucker after all was said and done?
Unfortunately, most people remembered the arrest and the charges and the trial, and they forgot that he was acquitted. And I meet people today who, when I mention Preston Tucker, they get this puzzled look and they go, well, he was a criminal, wasn't he? And they forget that, no, he was acquitted. He was acquitted. But if you go back and look at the newspaper coverage, the headlines were huge at the opening of the trial. And when he got acquitted, it was a really small little mention at the bottom of the front page, or maybe page two, you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah. And he was a Michigan guy. You know, this was not an outsider. He was from the state of Michigan, Preston Tucker, and certainly a great salesperson. But if you look at the advances that the Tucker automobile had, I mean, we touched on a few with the very unusual rear engine, rear-wheel drive. It also had a very unique windshield. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, the windshield was designed to pop out in an accident. And back then, in the time before seatbelts, which you've mentioned before, that a lot of people in accidents would hit their heads on the windshield, and you'd get injured by that second collision. And so this windshield was designed to pop out, and it actually would in an accident, and it would theoretically be safer than being in a car that did not have a typical, a car that had a typical windshield. And so a lot of these advances, there were other car companies that used the pop-out windshield also. And so many of the things that Tucker used, pretty much the only thing he did that wasn't adopted was the Cyclops headlight. But a lot of the ideas they had were very, very good ideas, and the streamlined car in particular. If you look at the silhouette of a Tucker automobile, it's beautiful, and it's way ahead of its time for 1948.
Yeah, very aerodynamic, even before, you know, aerodynamics were even talked about.
Yeah.
This vehicle was very, very slick, and also, you know, had some other things that we should touch on, a padded dashboard. I mean, even going into the 1960s, a lot of dashboards weren't that particularly padded, but this was 1948, and the Tucker had a padded dashboard. It also had completely independent suspension, which was unheard of back then as well.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because if you look at even the dashboard of a Tucker, it's very, very simple. Very clean, and Preston Tucker, he may have micromanaged, but he likes to be involved in a lot of the decision-making. And when he met the designers who were doing the interior, he said, guys, make it simple. Make it easy to operate. And if you look at the dashboards of competing cars, they're very, very busy, they're very flashy, and people don't understand that simplicity in the dashboard and the driver's, you know, what the driver operates with is actually important, because you can get distracted while trying to, you know, move a knob or get your windshield wipers to work or something. And so making it very simple is actually also a safety feature. And safety was one of the major design cues that Tucker gave all of his designers. And he said, if you're trying to think about how to make this car, think safety first.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely the car of tomorrow, and it was also equipped with automatic transmission, and back then, I mean, that was relatively new, to say the least. So it was a battle for Preston, and if anybody's ever seen the movie with Jeff Bridges, he does a great job of kind of giving an overview. But if you really want to get into the nuances and the details, you got to get this book by our guest Steve, Preston Tucker and His Battle to Build the Car of Tomorrow. In addition to the fact that most people unfortunately saw him as being guilty, even though he was acquitted, what were some of the other misconceptions about Preston Tucker?
Well, one of the most important things, and this is a statistic that I think really freaks most people out, is that number one, the Tucker Corporation had thousands of employees. It was a very, very large operation. But number two, they only managed to build 51 cars. But of those 51 cars, 47 of them still exist, and we know where they all are. The fact that those cars are still surviving now, 60-some-odd years later, 70-some-odd years later, is remarkable. And when they sell for a lot of money. One of them is sold for, I believe, $3 million is the benchmark, but they routinely sell for $1 million or more. And so the fact that these cars still survive, they're in, you know, the condition they're in, is a lasting legacy to Tucker and the fact that he's building decent cars.
Absolutely. Everybody get Preston Tucker and His Battle to Build the Car of the Future. And it's available again on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, by Steve Letko. Hey, Steve, thank you so much. We'll get you back with us down the road.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World, and we finally do have a winner on the seatbelt question. The question was, what was the first vehicle to offer optional seatbelts or standard seatbelts before the government stepped in and said, all cars have got to have, originally it was just lap belts, and then eventually, of course, they became lap and shoulder belts, three-point harnesses, and of course, nowadays, if you have children, there are very strict laws regarding baby seats, and that's a whole topic in itself. But correct answer is Volvo. That is correct. Volvo was the first company to bring forth the seat belt, and we want to congratulate Charles in Nevada. Thank you very much, Charles, and we'll get you out a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Well, we just had an interesting discussion about Preston Tucker. Have you guys seen that movie? I saw it a while ago. I wouldn't mind seeing it again. Certainly this is a great book and would recommend it to all of our listeners out there. Joining us now on the lines is one of our regular contributors. If you go to AutoWorldRadio.com, click on contributors, you'll see the picture of this gentleman. He is the CEO and the founder of the OldCarGuys.com, Mr. Don Jones. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I was just listening to your last guest and found what he had to say to be quite good and quite accurate, based on my studies and some of the talks I've given on the Tucker over the years. There's a Tucker website, or Tucker Auto Collectors of America has a site. You can go to it and click on automobiles, and we'll show you pictures of almost all of the Tucker automobiles that were built. And if you click on the picture, it'll tell you the history of that particular automobile and, you know, where it went when it came out of the factory and where it is now. Quite a few of these are in museums around North America and South America. So, if, you know, if our listeners have the interest, the information's out there.
It's amazing. He pointed out that of the original batch of Tuckers, 50 or 51 or so, they have documentation of at least 47 still being around. And I know once in a blue moon they'll go over the auction block at one of the high-end million-dollar type auctions. It's quite a sight to see. I have seen one in person. Have you ever seen one in person, Don?
I don't think so. If I had, it's been many, many years ago, and I just can't recollect it. What I have seen in person is a stock certificate that I found at a friend's house that was signed by Mr. Tucker personally, which was kind of finding a small treasure in a safe deposit box. So that was kind of a neat experience. I've never found any Tucker parts anywhere, not even a hubcap or any kind of a ID plate. I have a feeling, though, that there may have been some parts that may have been salvaged or scavenged out of that factory after it closed down and stuff just kind of went to the wind. Several of those Tuckers were put together after the official closing of the plant from the parts. And there was some talk that some parts had ended up in garages, and some drawings or prototypes had ended up in private collections. And really, if you go to the website, you'll see that there's a couple of prototypes and so-called cars of the future that were being placed on the cover of car magazines all the way into the mid-1950s. So there may be something else out there. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be finding out. As you might remember, I belong to, I'm a registered automotive historian, and the association's having their meeting next week in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where there's an incredibly large research library, but I probably won't be making it out there anytime soon to be talking to any other historians as far as the Tucker or any rumors that are flying around. But one of these days I'll spend some time up in Michigan and maybe track down some folks up there at some of those swap meets.
Absolutely. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Don, don't forget, if you're in the market right now for a classic car or if you're looking for parts for a particular vehicle, Don can help you out. He can help you out live here on the air at 855-660-4261. You've been doing quite a bit of traveling in recent weeks. Kind of bring us up to speed. Where have you been?
Well, last week I was up in Nebraska visiting some of our salvage yards up there, where I found that piece for the the Kritz, K-R-I-T, I think it is, the 1909 to 1916 automobile, and a fellow in Murray, Nebraska, had the cover for the wheel bearing on one, so. Very, very rare piece. When I find stuff like that for a car that we're probably had a run of 3,000 cars with the majority of them sold in Europe, and you find a part in eastern Nebraska in a little town of 400 people, I have no doubt that whenever somebody tells me they ain't out there, that it is out there somewhere. It's just a matter of keep looking and you'll trip over it sooner or later.
That's right. And you certainly have been in some unusual places, including the Applejack Car Festival last week, and what a great weekend that must have been. Tell us a little bit about...
We did the Applejack, we came back and rested up, and then I headed down to near Bon Terre, Missouri, which is about 80 miles from St. Louis, and visited one of our salvage yards down there. And what we did for that yard is he has about 800 older classic cars, and we reshot all those pictures, keeping an eye open for Oldsmobiles and Pontiacs, which we've been having a lot of calls for. But we also looked around the rest of the yard. We're having more and more calls for people looking for parts that are 15 or 20 years old as opposed to, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 or 100 years old. And we're taking his, what I call his center mass of product line. We're pushing it forward into the early 2000s for him. We're going to try to market more of those automobile parts that aren't exactly classic, but they're getting harder and harder to find. Most salvage yards in large cities, because of limited space, are only buying cars that are less than 10 years old. So in towns and cities like St. Louis, where you have a lot of people that aren't making a lot of money, they have a tendency to keep those older cars going longer. So we're going to try to help those folks out by advertising more of what our yards have when it comes to that era of cars. And we'll see how that works for folks. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you got any of our listeners got friends out there looking for that 14-year-old Chevrolet part, he has some rare stuff, some rare truck parts. So we're going to get all that up there online for him. Including is a line of front-wheel drive and Jeep stuff we found over in one part of the yard. It's amazing sometimes that some of our clients have no idea what they have in the yard until we go down and look around and come back and tell them what we found.
That's great. When we come back on the other side, you can tell us some of those stories. And don't forget, if you got a question for Don, here's that number, 855-660-4261. We've got Patrick standing by, ready and willing and able to take your calls. Don't go away.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz
and Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations. We're also around the world via GCNlive.com. If you miss our live broadcast, you can catch us in archive form, in podcast form, or in on-demand form at GCNlive.com. Don Jones is with the CEO of the Old Car Guys, and he's been telling us about his recent travels to Nebraska and the Applejack Festival and going through lots of salvage yards and being knee-deep and hopefully not rattlesnakes and finding all kinds of stuff. What were some of the more unusual things that you came across this time around?
Well, I did come across a 1944 Czechoslovakian camel carrier. It's a tri-wheel motorcycle. I'm not sure the manufacturer, possibly BMW. It has a regular motorcycle front end, flathead, two-cylinder engine, and two smaller rear wheels. And across the back is a box similar to a small pickup truck where they would put ammunition boxes to take the soldiers closer to the fighting from an ammunition distribution point, probably, you know, in the rear or whatever. It's a fellow here in St. Louis that has a Mercedes-Benz repair facility, and he took me to the man cave and showed me that car, a couple of nice Mercedes, a lot of Kaiser's signs and whatnot, and he's also putting up a 1941 Ford two-door. He has that for $3,500, and I believe it's a two-door. I haven't got it back over to shoot any pictures yet, and kind of a rear car, 1953 Dodge two-door station wagon. Usually the station wagons do find or four doors in that year group. So he had added up for $2,500.
I'm not sure if they're a little higher or not. I haven't really had a time to compare them to other prices and in price guides and stuff. But we'll go back and sign that guy up and have those on our website hopefully next week as well. We got a lot of neat new, I guess a lot of neat new old salvage cars that we'll be placing on her over the next couple of days, though.
Well, that's good. And I know that in the not-too-distant future, you're going to be taking a trip to Montana. Is that definitely in the mix?
I think it is. I was planning on doing it fairly soon. My buddy wanted me to come out actually this week, but the airline ticket was like $800 if I went this week. But if I waited a couple weeks, it'll be down to about $340. And since I'm not getting any richer in my old age and I haven't hit any gold mines, I guess I think I'll wait and see if I can get a cheaper airline ticket.
Yeah, it's funny how they fluctuate like that. They can fluctuate in a course of a day or two. Sometimes they can go way up for no apparent reason, but that's the life in 2016. Don, yes. Jones is with us. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. And Don's personal number, you can dial him up at 314-306-7507. And he'll help you out if you're in the market for maybe your first classic car, or you have an older car that you're looking to restore, or you're looking for a hard-to-find part. And certainly there are lots of people out there who fit that bill. The fact that you know, sometimes you get a really cool car, but it's not always easy to find the parts. Are the Mopar parts harder to find than, let's say, the typical General Motors or Ford parts?
Yes, they are generally. And as I mentioned in some of my other shows about restoration, those parts can run you as much as four times the cost of a Chevrolet part. We've concentrated this year on trying to find more and more of those parts for our clients, customers. And we've probably tripled the amount of salvage parts available. We're now getting not only into the aftermarket restoration parts, but the people that that do the services, the people that can rebuild radiators and rebuild radios for these old cars. So we'll probably have to redo the website again to be able to find all this stuff if I keep shoving all these products in there. Right now, if you're looking for something, just put it in the search engine, and it'll take you to the most likely places where you can find those parts. It's kind of hard to get all this into like some kind of giant inventory system, because most of the people I deal with aren't computer literate and really don't really have much to do with the computer. All the information they have on their inventory is usually in their head. So, bear with us, and as time goes on, we'll probably be able to figure something out and happen. Right now, it's best to call, and I'll guide you in the best direction.
Very good. Just taking a look at some of the updated listings that you've got here on the site, I couldn't help but click on the fire engine you've got up here, a 1985. It's a GMC with American pumper body. This looks like it's lived somewhat of a charmed life.
Yes, it has. It's not only was it obviously kept in the garage when it was at the fire department, but most of the owners for that truck afterwards kept it under under lock and key or inside a building, sometimes heated, sometimes not. And right now it's sitting in a big garage about 10 blocks from where I'm staying. It runs. I actually was instrumental in selling that to the last owner, who recently passed away, and the estate wants me to market it. Fire trucks in general are usually a pretty good buy. That one is selling for around $3,500. The tires on it are probably worth $3,500. But it is running. It's a gasoline engine, standard transmission. No pumps in it. It's set up for parades. It was used for years with the Shriners. then I just, the fellow that owned it actually was the fellow I worked for the estate running the bar, my friend Al Coco. He used it for a number of years going to parades in the neighborhood. And I guess I probably did three or four of the St. Patrick's Day parades with him over the years. So we would go to Forest Park, line up there about 10 o'clock in the morning, kind of tailgate off the back of a fire truck, and then all load on it. Head for the parade, and, you know, then back to the bar to eat the rest of the hot dogs and rockwoods.
Oh, that's great. Lots of pictures up, and it is in extraordinarily good condition. And the price, folks, again, for this American fire truck is only $3,500, $4,000 in that general vicinity. And, you know, what a great deal. Like you said, the tires alone are worth that kind of money. When I stop and think about the prices of new cars and repairs on newer cars, I mean, imagine being able to get a fire truck and it's an 85, so it's not super old. It looks like it's very mechanically sound, so someone could have a lot of fun like you did riding on the back of this fire truck.
You know, having a fire truck is like, you know, the white elephant. It's very, very big and takes up a lot of room to store it. You don't really, like, put it in the extra slot in your basement garage. But this one, if you're in the St. Louis area or near the St. Louis area, you can have the garage with it. The garage, your rent is only $50 a month, but it's cheaper than any kind of a storage building. It's fairly secure, and it really, if a person wanted to put another car next to the fire truck, they could probably squeeze it in there. So, you know, if you're in St. Louis or around St. Louis, it's no big deal in keeping it somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. For all the folks listening in the St. Louis area, get on Don's website, theoldcarties.com, and check this out, because if you have a business that you'd like to promote, I mean, what great advertising that could be for special events, like you said, parades and you know, even parking it in front of your establishment. I mean, for $4,000 today, that would be a real bargain. You can definitely get your money's worth very quickly just in publicity and great photos. Well, they're chasing us out the door, Don, for this week. In the meantime, everybody give Don a call. What's that number, Don?
Here it goes, 314-306-7507.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.